Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we can call it leapfrogging, playing chicken, getting in the conga line, or even limbo dancing. How early can your state go in the primary calendar? But one thing is certain yet again, this is going to be a long election season. When Florida decided to hold its primaries on January 31st of next year, the four states which usually go before that, or at least first, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, in that order, scrambled to jump ahead. South Carolina decided on January 21st, Nevada will go on the 14th, and New Hampshire and Iowa are looking at the first week of January. But states aren't just pushing forward, they're also sliding back. And so this election, Super Tuesday, is not going to be as super as the last election cycles, and it's not just a calendar. It matters. Just last week, as New Jersey Governor Chris Christie mulled his decision to run or not to run, analysts talked about the ticking clock as a reason that Christie wouldn't get in the race. Just 100 days until the first primaries wasn't long enough to pull a campaign together. So joining me now to talk about how the primary calendar is shaping up and what it means for the GOP field is Josh Putnam, assistant professor at Davidson College, who writes the blog Front Loading HQ about presidential primaries. Josh, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Is this a busy time of year for you at Front Loading?
Oh, you know, I've had a few things going on here and there the last couple of weeks.
I guess so. So we've just come out of a stretch of scheduling announcements following Florida, as I just laid out. What happened? Where do we stand? Why is this all going on?
Well, you know, we after South Carolina set their date last week around this time, we entered a kind of a game of chicken between New Hampshire and Nevada, or at least Nevada's Republican Party. And over the course of the negotiations or attempts to negotiate some sort of compromise between those two, the Nevada Republican Party just said, to heck with New Hampshire. We're gonna go ahead and schedule our primary, or I'm sorry, our caucuses for January 14th. Doesn't matter if New Hampshire doesn't like the fact that we're trying to come in just 4 days after New Hampshire would like to go. So that's now shifted the game of chicken to one of New Hampshire against Iowa now. And they're fighting over a very limited number of days during the beginning of January. And we're running the risk of pushing this into December at this point.
And we have a graphic on the Brian Lehrer Show website showing the 2012 schedule for primaries and caucuses of the earliest states. It shows Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, Florida, and where those five states fell during the 2004 and 2008 election cycles as well. So, listeners, if you want to see that graphic, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. There are rules, right, from the Republican National Committee on primaries and caucuses, which took effect this year, and which pretty much none of these states we're talking about paid any attention to. Why does the National Party care who goes when?
Well, again, at least in the case of both parties in this case, with the Democrats and the Republicans, the rules that they have this time around are largely the same as the rules they had last time, which is if you go too early, you lose half your delegates. At least when we're talking about Florida, they weighed the balance and said, look, you know, we can either vote early and have an impact on this nomination race, or we can, you know, keep all our delegates. And they said, we care more about having an influence versus losing our delegates, and that we may even get them back in the end anyway. What their move did, though, was to push the first four states, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, into January as well, which meant that they were going to be penalized as well, or at least everyone but Iowa in that case. Again, the parties care because they've got or like to think that they have a carefully designed system here, or at least a calendar that allows, or at least nurtures this notion of retail politics that allows not the front runner or any other candidate but the front runner to potentially emerge in some of these, lesser known or I guess smaller states, and allows them the chance to get a campaign going that'll work in the bigger states once we get to them. Florida has kind of pushed the envelope on this now, though.
And is Florida just trying to have more influence? Florida Republicans want to influence the outcome of the nomination process more than they have in the past, or do they get anything more tangible from that?
Well, there are obviously economic benefits from going early as well. I mean, again, you know, the candidates are going to be buying ad time and staying there when they come to campaign in the states and so on and so forth. So, and there's even some research in political science literature that shows that there are policy concessions after the fact for those states that go early and have voted for the eventual president.
It feels like these election cycles are getting earlier and earlier. But how does this actually compare to past years?
It's comparable. I mean, again, at least in terms of 2008, it's very similar, as your graphic will attest to on the website. The only issue this time is that Iowa and New Hampshire are in a battle right now, and you know, unless things happen exactly right, one of them's more than likely going to be going in December, or at least things are moving in that direction. There's just, you know, they're at a standstill right now as far as, you know, what's going to happen. They're scrambling to get that last spot.
All right. We're going to leave it there, or are we going to leave it there? Has the last word on this been spoken? I heard one report that said at least one of them, the Iowa caucuses, may leapfrog all the way back into December.
Well, as the most recent reporting I've seen on this is that Iowa's Republican Party's eyeing January 3rd, which means that New Hampshire won't get that week after buffer that they require in their state law, which in essence is going to force New Hampshire into December sometime.
Oh, and before you go, there is an opposite trend as well. Some states are actually moving their primaries later, which apparently is going to take some off of Super Tuesday, so-called, which is March 6th next year, but disperse the primaries, you know, further out into the spring. Why is that happening while some states are trying to move so early?
Well, both national parties changed their rules, did not like what they saw in 2008, at least in terms of states moving up, or, you know, the handful of states moving up into January, and again, pushing this up against the new year and the Christmas holidays as well. So this time around, both parties informally got together and put together the skeleton of a calendar for 2012 and said, look, the first four states can go in February, and everybody else can go on the first Tuesday in March or later. Of course, we've seen Florida jump in, Arizona and Michigan jump into the end of February. But on the whole, we entered 2011 with 20 states that had February primaries or caucuses planned for next year. In other words, they had to make some sort of change. And of those, 17 have moved back. And that's not what we're hearing about right now. Obviously, we're hearing about the ones that are pushing Iowa and New Hampshire potentially into the holiday season. But most states have followed those new rules. But that does have implications for the way the calendar is going to shape up, that instead of following a week later after Florida, 25, 30-some-odd contests, we're going to have a pretty large stretch of no contests throughout February until we get to March 6th, where we've got 12 Republican contests, so about half what we had on Super Tuesday last time. And again, as you said, we've got a much more even dispersion of contests thereafter going into June.
Josh Putnam, professor at Davidson College, who writes the blog Front Loading HQ about presidential primaries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, the new study on prostate cancer screening that's leaving men and their doctors a little more confused. Stay with us.